Hey Love there, it's that time, you guys. Yes. It's that time. Yes, let's get it going, guys. Let's get it going. Are we all there? Man, I am so excited about this topic, you guys. It's like, as soon as this topic came out, like, all sorts of people, I'm like, join us tonight so you can know what we're talking about, right? Join us tonight so you can know how to deal with this stuff when it's going on, you know, going down in the storm. So welcome, you guys, Elise Inspires Radio. We got our lovely, classy lady in the house. We have our guest host, man, Miss Camellia Inspirations, Camellia Inspires. We got these two authors on here. Author, man, classy lady, and author Camellia Williams. I am just honored to be a part of this sisterhood with you guys. And I just want to tell you guys that I look forward to God doing some wonderful things for you guys. And I'm just honored, you know, each of you have a special place in my heart, and I'm just thankful. I just really...
think that you are losing, about to jump off the cliff, that's when you are about to win. So don't give up and don't quit. You got to hold on. And I pray that you guys are listening in to this. Let's do a thing here. Let's tag someone. Those of you that are listening out there on the radio land, go ahead and text a friend. Let them know that Elise Inspires Radio is on and it's about to go down. And we're talking about things tonight because we want to inspire you guys. We want to encourage you guys that right like our topic says, right in the midst of it all, in the midst of it all, we want you guys to hold on in the midst of the storm, in the midst of whatever, in the midst of giving up, in the midst of confusion, hold on to God's unchanging hand. And I am so thankful. I want, if you ladies don't mind, I was studying. I'm always studying, trying to find something that applies according to God. So there is a song that I found that, man, it speaks to this situation. And I want to share it. Let me go ahead and get that cranking. But I do want you guys to know that all of us are in something right now. And a lot of us were in something the same. But when I sit quiet and hear what thus says the Lord, that he wants us to hold on, that he wants us to know that he is right here with us, that he is the one that has gone before us. He is the one that knows that we are winners. So when we really get it in our heads, in our minds, in our hearts, that, man, we already won this. We just got to go through it. We got to go through it, you know. We got to know that we're winners because God is a winner. Amen?
Amen.
So I want to share this song. You guys, hey, Kay, we love you, Kay, and we pray for you guys on YouTube and Facebook. We pray that they don't try no stuff when we share this. Let's see.
We don't own the rights to this music.
Yeah, we don't own the rights to this music. We don't, it's Byron Kay in the midst of it all, man. In the midst of it all. Let's get it.
Now listen, I need you to do something for me. If there's anybody that has learned how to praise God in the midst of what you're going through, I want you to do me a favor real quickly because some people can only praise if everything else is going wonderful around you.
Yeah.
But if anyone learned the secret of real faith and true worship, it's when things are going crazy and you learn how to praise God in the midst. I need about 1,000 of you to jump up on your feet and give God some in the midst. In the midst of what I'm going through. Come on. Come on, y'all.
Oh, That is what's up. You better hold on. You better hold on. What y'all got to say about that? You better hold on, Classy. I don't care what you're going through, child. You better hold on. You better hold on. Yes. You better hold on, Camellia. Let's get this thing started, you guys. Hey, shout out to Kay. Shout out to Denise. Shout out to Rick. Shout out to you guys listening in. Do us a favor and share it out. Let somebody know that going down. We're going to kick this thing off and go ahead and start our topic tonight. And we are going to let Camellia go ahead and start it off. But I want you guys to know that the topic that we got, and I love these ladies, you know, when we're talking about something, and then, you know, I'm like, they're so in tune, and Classy so in tune, and when it came back to me as we were sharing it around in text, man, she put it right the way the Holy Spirit said it should be put. So where is God in the midst of the storm? Where is God in the midst of the storm? And how do you cope with the loss? And we just want, as we get this thing going, to let you know that a lot of things are going on in this life today. Yes. A lot is going on. And we don't understand it, you guys. We don't understand why, yes, what, when, and where. But is it for us to understand? No. Is it for us to understand? Man, we have to give this thing to God.
Absolutely.
Yes, we have to give this thing to God. And know that without God, we are nothing. So, hey, man, give God the praise. Let's get it going, Camellia.
You know, when we kind of change in our life, our instant reaction is by God. Mm-hmm. You know, we always question God for whatever it is that we deal with. But, you know, we have to think about it. You know, we react on our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God allowed everything to happen, you know, in our life. And it's human nature to react, you know, yeah, in your emotions. We can't control our emotions. You know, whatever the reason is that God removed our loved ones away from us, we will never know. Let's know that, you know, is, and we have to, I mean, yes, each relationship that we encounter are very valuable. And we, and it hurts to see when the loved one, you know, departs to go to the next life, you know, and we were always questioning, you know, and like God word says, his ways are not our ways.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so we will never know why the things happen, you know, in our lives. So all we can do is continue to trust God with every situation that we encounter, you know, we encounter in life, you know, because God knows the plan, you know, that he has for us. You know, we, and for the speed to be transparent about it, you know, but I experienced this, you know, with my close to death with my son. My son got shot in the head. You know, and God tested me through it all to see if I had my faith in him and I trusted him. Because we can speak life over things. Seriously, we really can. And I prayed by my, I stayed by my son's bedside and I prayed the whole time and I set the atmosphere with spiritual, you know, with a spiritual, peaceful atmosphere. The doctors came to me and they told me that my son wasn't going to live. If he lived, he was going to be a vegetable. And every time he came to me and spoke those words, I would always tell them, I hear what you're saying, but the God we serve told me different. You know, and God continued to test me through it all. The doctors was questioning. I don't understand why that bullet didn't hit that main artery in the back of his brain. Nobody stopped that bullet but God. You know, and as it says in this Isaiah 41:10, fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand.
Come on.
That's Isaiah 41. We have to continue to trust God with whatever it is that we encounter. Will it be easy? No. But it's possible that we could get through it if we continue to keep our faith and trust God. We would never get used to death. That's something we can never, it don't matter how many times we encounter it, we're going to always, we act on our emotions. Mm-hmm. You know, it said for years we're supposed to cry at weddings and laugh at funerals.
Yeah, rejoice at funerals.
Yes. And you know, it makes.
But we got it backwards.
Yeah.
We got it back.
It makes a whole lot of sense, but it's hard to do. And when I say that, it makes a whole lot of sense because we don't know what our loved ones are dealing with within. You know, sometimes we put our prayers out there for God to deliver our loved ones from sickness or whatever it is that we're dealing with. Sometimes God's not going to answer our prayers. He's going to answer the prayers of the ones that suffer.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. And people don't understand that.
Emotional thing, but sometimes when you're going through, it hurts at the
course.
Doesn't
yes.
it? Man,
yeah.
Come
like
on.
Glass broke on the inside. Yeah. Glass is broke on the inside. So I would say you would first need to learn to get out of the stage of denial. Yes. Okay? Just acknowledge what it is. Lord, this is troubling me.
Yes.
I
take it to the Father.
Take it to the Father and then acknowledge it first. Because I know sometimes people will tell us, put it in the back of your mind, girl, don't worry about that. Let that go, bro. You don't even have to worry about that. The truth is, the more that you sit in denial and act as though things are not happening,
the
longer you have to deal with it.
That's right.
That's
the longer
true.
You deal with it. Allow yourself to get angry. Allow yourself to be upset. It's part of the process. Don't try to be so happy-go-lucky that you forget that something hurts.
Yeah, this don't feel right.
Where is that? Send in it. Mm. Allow that to be cleansed from you. The only way that you can detox is for you to allow it to go through your system. That means you have to deal with it.
That's true.
And then I will also say that you go through the bargaining stage. Like, okay, let me be honest with myself. Let me deal with this. Did I have anything to do with this, or is this just simply the Lord doing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stop taking that baggage like it's your problem.
Come on.
There are things that will happen in our life that we have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
It is simply a part of His plan.
Man.
And I want to speak, and that's so true because you never know how God will answer our prayer.
Yeah.
And I say that to say business. You know, I keep my kids in prayer, and I always talk to them about the unseen and the self battle. And, you know, and I continue to tell them, you know, you have to understand that and recognize it. Yeah. It's hard to fight against the better yet you don't even understand it. Because when my prayers with my son got stopped, and I thank God every day for allowing him to still be here. You know, because when the doctor told me he wasn't going to live, my son walked out the hospital within 2 weeks. But God's plan.
Yeah, yeah.
Because God has wanted me to keep my faith in him and trust because I know what I went to him in prayer with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my conversation, it's the conversations that you have. And the conversations you have, God answers your prayer in those ways, not for it to harm you.
Yeah.
But for it to get the attention of that person. You know, everything that look good don't necessarily, I mean, everything that look bad don't necessarily.
That's true.
That's right.
It always be, I mean, as far as my situation, it was bad. But it was a great outcome because it was God's plan. You know,
I know
what I went through him in prayer with, but I didn't know how that prayer was going to be answered.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to trust and believe that my son was healed, you know, and the Holy Spirit spoke through me the whole time. I just had to continue to trust and believe him, you know. Yeah, don't go, who report you going to believe? My report, you know, so I continue to trust God report every time because man will fail you every time.
Every time, he only going to give you up to his faith. He only going to give you what he can deliver on. And sometimes the people that we're going to and we're telling our problems to, they are not the physician. They're not the banker. They're not the lender.
Mm-hmm.
They can't control nothing in your life. They can't correct nothing in your life. They can't fix nothing in your life. And they can't even help you get the way you're going.
Man.
They just want to hear your problem and tell you why the Lord can't do it.
That's true. That's true. That is so true. I can say, you know, even like speaking to like coping with a loss is sometimes when you're dealing with change because that's a loss because you are set with the way that things were. And then when life hits you with it's a remix, it's a change, then you have to get to the place where you're going to cope with this and you're going to persevere forward. So you need to know that, you know, we make it a storm because it's not always a storm. You know, I'll even take, you know, death. I'll think about my grandmother. Was I being selfish? God had blessed I've known her all my life. She died at 91. So I had to change that, those tears to a rejoicing and think on the good things, you know, and those precious times and to go back and look at memories of good times, you know. And even with technology now, something that they didn't have back then, we have videos and stuff like that. So in order to cope with the loss, God has placed us with resources. He has placed us most of all with Him. He sent His only begotten Son, too. And man, we got the Holy Spirit that is connected. So, man, we got what we need. It's just that we want to be in our feelings. We want to be in our emotions. Have you ever just wanted to just, I just want to cry. I just want to, you know, and then just hearing even tonight, and I pray that people listen to this, that we had it misconstrued because we thought we cry at the death and we rejoice at the wedding. We had that backwards. And can you imagine how many people did not know that. So, and, you know, that is why I love this. So when you cope with something, you got to know your resources. And when we can come out of the world's way, we have to understand that God is the one, and He will provide what's here in this world to be a coping resource for you. We can't just dive in to the world. You know, that's why He says, come to me. You weary?
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. So, man, this is so on point. And I pray that the ones that have been inboxing me and wanting prayer and feeling like they're going to just jump off the edge, I pray that they are listening in. I pray that they catch a replay so that they can know what, because this is so important, that you have resources here.
Absolutely.
And absolutely. The only way you get entangled with the wrong resource is when you don't consult God, when you don't go to Him. So then you take whatever's out here. That's just like, you know, I'm not downing people who use drugs, but most people that go to that is to cope with something, you know. It's to release them from something, to help them. So they use their flesh. And they use the things of the world, and this is why it becomes more than what it's supposed to be, because that's when the enemy got you. Man, this is so good.
That's very true. And another thing that we need to definitely pay attention to, especially in the Black community, I will say, is mental health. Yes, your mental state of being is very important. Don't take it lightly. Don't think that you are crazy if you go to see a therapist, if you seek support, emotional and mental support, if you get someone that you can talk to and sit down and kind of take inventory of the things that you've gone through and figure out why you feel the way you feel. Sometimes we're holding on to emotions that have been bottled up, that we have internalized, and we have dealt with for years and years and years, because we refuse to allow ourselves to cope the proper way. Learning how to cope means that you're learning a new way to deal with and function in life without being altered by something. Just like Elise said, I don't need the drugs to alter me. I don't need the alcohol to alter me. I don't need the sex to alter me. I don't need the shopping to alter me. I don't need all the attention from other people to alter me. You don't want to be coping and dealing with something, and then you use another outlet, something else to supplement who God is, to figure it out for you.
Amen.
And let's open up another spirit, a whole other spirit.
That is so serious, you know. And then it's sad because a lot, like you said, in the Black community, it's not cool to tell somebody that you just can't deal with this. So you've been taught to put on a mask and pretend like you got this until you snap out or, you know, and when you snap out now where you had could have went to the professionals, you know, go to God and go to the professionals that God has allowed you on the earth for you, you snap out, now you're going to the professionals, but you go into the other professionals so they can lock you away. They don't care anymore then about me saying, he has a mental problem, she has a mental problem, you know? So we have to really, really, I want to just really push that issue. And I even hope, you know, Camellia, that you can also provide the people some type of, there's so many numbers out there. If people have employers, most employers use a company. They have a site called the EAP where you can have a resource. And it's personal, you know. And I pray, Camellia, that you provide them with a number as well, because it's not all about someone dying. It's life in general where you need to cope with a loss in life. People, like Classy said, divorce. People are getting married and getting divorced. People pray. They don't even have to be married. They in long relationships, and they lose their someone that they love, someone that they've been with, and all of a sudden, he doesn't, she doesn't want them anymore. Yeah. Your kids walk out your life, you know.
Yeah.
I'm dealing right now with a young lady who just can't get on the same accord with her parents. And it's sad because she's young. She's young.
It happens.
And it's sad because, you know, the wrong thing, you don't go to get help from psychologists and therapy. You don't get that, and that's what she needs. Yeah. So, man, I'm really.
No, I was just going to say, I know that men are dealing with a lot of turmoil and emotional experiences that, of course, they don't talk about a lot. It's not barbershop talk. It's not popular. There are things that people deal with internally that they don't talk about: abortion, losing a child, not being able to have children. There are so many different things that we're going through in this life.
Mm-hmm.
So many different things. And just to give you an outlet, there's an app called BetterHelp. You can literally download this app on your phone, and you put in your zip code, and they will locate for you local professional counselors or therapists that can reach out to you. And even during this pandemic, they're having Zoom calls. They're having one-on-one calls. Of course, myself is available in my mentorship program. You can reach out to me. I have a personal enrichment program. It's called Pep Talk, where we do the same thing. And we go through the steps of grief, and we go through the steps of growing and building each other up, and just learning how to deal with the day-to-day life, let some things go, and grow in those areas. Because that's very important, and it's very near and dear to my heart, because I know how it is such a lack within our community. And I can tell you, just from experience, growing up, and having people in the family, quote unquote, crazy, and we just grew up calling them crazy.
Yeah.
It wasn't that they were crazy. It's just that life happened to them, and nobody helped them through it.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know how to deal with it. He wasn't always an alcoholic. She didn't always grow up to want to be a prostitute or give her life away or succumb to these men. It's just different things that happen in life that get people to a point where they don't know how to go to God, deal with it, understand it, and then grow from it.
That's true.
Sometimes life breaks us. Yes.
That's true. So, what is coping? There's people that don't know what coping is, Camellia. What is coping? What is coping?
Coping. Anyway, you. It's okay to, I mean, cope. It's like when you
have to talk to someone, reach out to someone, to find it to someone. So, I mean, so you can feel comfortable with talking about your situation and not to run to a different source. You know, some people are afraid to go to other people and talk to them because of the judgment.
Yeah.
Found a way of coping in different ways to get their mind off of it. That's why they run to the alcohol or drugs or whatever it is that fulfills that. I mean, to take that desire away from the pain that they actually feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they don't have that one. I mean, it's just building that trust to find that individual that you could go to and talk and release whatever it is that needs to be released. You know, because, mm-hmm. I mean, everyone copes differently.
Yeah.
Everyone copes differently, and everyone have different resources that they go to cope, you know. And, like, and when I dealt with the situation, as I always speak about me, running to America, that was my source of coping. I used that to tune a lot that was going on around me, which is it wasn't doing me no good because I had to come to the reality, you know, this is not going to help me. You know, once I get up off this high, that problem is still there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
basically.
So,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah. And that's what coping is.
Yeah.
The way that you adapt and face adversity.
Yeah.
How do you deal with a difficult situation?
Yes.
Do you flight or fight?
Yes.
You fight and you deal with it, or you run it away from it.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to deal with it, you know, the right way, then to continue to tune it out, because the more and more you tune it out, the more and more it's going to continue to grow.
Yeah.
You have to resolve that issue so it won't grow, because it's going to grow into something bigger.
Amen.
And bigger.
Amen.
So that's why you have to continue to trust. Don't worry about continue to love yourself. Love yourself. Self-love will draw you to what you really need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That love up for yourself, nothing else will matter. You would not think about you would not think about the judgment from other people, you
right.
know, for what you're going through. You would be
that's
more
true.
Open with it.
That's true.
You know, that's what I said, you know, even with my story, you know, me writing my book, and they told you some things may come back and bite me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care because I'm over it.
Exactly.
You know, it's my life, and it's what I went through in life, so why should it matter to me if it comes back or not? Because it's my truth.
Tell
you know, I'm over it. You know, it's nothing that bothers me no more. I overcame those issues.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I talk about them free.
Yeah.
If everyone gets to that point,
yeah,
and don't worry about the judgment of others.
That's true.
You know, this is me. You know, I mean, this was me. Now look where I'm at now.
That's
you know,
right.
You can't continue to dwell on, you know, what you did in the past. It don't matter what a person do or what they run to, because everyone is capable of changing and can change.
Yeah.
You know, if they want to change. You know, it's just them having the right connection with the right people. Because
that's
everybody that you have running in your circle, they can't give. If you're walking with a fool, you're not going to get nothing back. If you walk with someone with wisdom, you're going to get something in return from it.
Come on.
You know,
Come on.
So that's why you have to walk with somebody that's going to be able to help you with that situation, not continue to dig you deep in it.
Exactly.
trouble will hold you in bondage if you allow it to.
Yes.
And that's exactly what Camellia is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't free yourself from those things, if you don't find peace and resolve about the situations that you don't have control over or things that have hurt you or hindered you in your past, you got to release it. Otherwise, it will control you. It will hold you in bondage. It will create guilt and shame and disbelief, and you will never, ever walk away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Because then that problem, it becomes who you are. It becomes character.
Man.
You become fearful because you're afraid of what other people might say if they notice this even happened to you.
Yes.
You got to release it. You got to let it go. And you got to own it. It happened.
Yes.
That's your testimony. Own it.
Yes.
Yes.
Own it. Own it. I have been through some things. As young as I am, I'm wise, but that's because life had some blows, threw me some punches, a couple bad car accidents that knocked me out a few times.
Yeah.
And it was enough to where I had to learn from those experiences and say, wait a minute, that's not what I want. This doesn't make me happy. That's not who I am. I deserve greater, and now I'm going to get it. It's just that simple.
Mm.
Yeah. Yes.
And you know what? It's a lot of us just can't get forward. So what I'm asking you guys that are watching on the watch party, watching on the Facebook and YouTube, you have to, whatever it is, I'm telling you, I held in a rape till the age of 40, and then I finally told my mama. And her thing, my mom said, why didn't you tell me? And I just, you don't know the level of hurt. You don't know the level of pain, of embarrassment, even at the age of 4. Embarrassment, like you feel shame, like. And then as you grow with this, it's just hovering, you know, over you, in you, and you have to let it out.
It was my image,
and then finally, I said no,
mm-hmm.
no. God is where. See, the way I cope is I learned who was gonna permanently take away these feelings from this. So that meant that in order for them feelings to go, I had to be stripped of what had taken place.
Yeah.
So because that had taken place, going to the doctor, going to my mama to hear something, going to you to hear somebody say, wow, that happened? That's not going to heal me. It coped, it like band-aids it because we're all sad together. I didn't want that. I wanted what God said I can have. He said I can have joy. He said I can have peace. He said that he would give me the strength if I got weak. He said, don't worry, baby. I'm holding you up.
Yeah,
and that's, yes, and that's how I made it. And now I'm ready to go and tell people how to cope with it. You know how many people have been raped as a kid by family members, babysitters, at college, at the church, and it's a secret.
Yeah, and we keep it out. And it's the funny part about it is the things that we go through in life. We going through it, but it's not for us. It's for other people.
That's right.
And if individuals be more open to what they experience, you know, if you help yourself in the process about you telling your story, you actually helping, you healing yourself as well as that individual as well. You know, so that's why we have to be more, not saying put all your business out there, but what you don't mind telling, you don't know what's going to help the next, you know. So that's why we have to be more open and stop being ashamed of our life experiences. That was our experience that we went through, you know. Either it's going to make you, like you said, it's going to make you better, but it's going to break you.
Think about it
in this way. Our brother, the Yahshua, Jesus Christ, came wrapped in man to take on sin, take on our transgressions, to die for our iniquities, and to set captives free.
Yes.
That means that all of the things that you just went through was to set captives free.
Come on.
That was for somebody else to be released. That was freedom that in what happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody connected to you needs to know what it looks like to walk away, to overcome something, to be built up in Christ, to have the strength and the power that somebody snatched away from you before.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
If we're made in his image, we can't seem to do the exact same thing that he did.
Yes.
Take up your charge and accept it.
Yes. And I, you know what, I feel, you know what, carrying that around, I never knew how heavy it made me.
Yeah.
Until I released it.
Yeah. You won't know because you learn to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Learn it. That's what it is. You learn to suppress it. You learn to hide it. You learn to bury it.
Yeah.
There are so many things that we have buried.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's like a big issue in the African American race. It's just a graveyard out there,
yeah,
full of everything. Cause mama wants to take care, wants to make sure hubby didn't get in trouble. They want to make sure grandmama or granddaddy didn't get. It is so much out there that, you know, sometimes God, I wish God would just come and hold counseling for the whole race, because it is so much, and that we have had to suppress or to put on a mask so that nobody would know, she's icky, she's been raped, you know, what is she doing, you know. But what I can say, because I know that God was with me,
mm-hmm,
because mm-hmm, this could have went anyway.
Yeah.
It could have went anyway.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was. I still was doing my little sin, but something kept me to knowing that you are not leading yourself. You are not alone.
Yeah.
And you know, I know they say that the Holy Spirit is not connected until you connect with mm-hmm Jesus. But I tell you, God was with me.
Mm-hmm.
God was with me, and he held. I had to go and endure. I endured, but nothing else was to come out of this but what is in the now. So I hear when people say they started sleeping around, they started on drugs, you know, I've heard the story of it.
Yeah.
It messed with me mentally, as far as I didn't want to be intimate. How I got 5 kids, don't ask me. I know I got 5 kids. I know I did. But I am telling you, on a serious note, at 40, I began to stop feeling the pain. I felt the pain all the way from 4 to 40. And when I released it, and I believe I was holding it in, because I was, you know, and Mom, if you're watching, you know I love you. I was mad at my mom because I felt like she didn't notice the difference in me. And I understand she had 6 kids. And that's where I begin to be a mean person, you know.
Yeah.
But once I told her, I felt her pain. Like if she could have went back in town in time,
mm-hmm,
she would probably be doing 20 to life or something like that. But
exactly. But
I thank God that I released it.
It came out just when it needed to come out. And, you know, we all have our different ways of rebelling,
yeah,
and that's all that was, you know, your way of rebelling,
mm-hmm,
you know, because it's different forms of rebellion, you know, and it's just that was your way, and you was caught up, and you know, sometimes, you know, like you said, the people, a closed mouth don't get hurt, you know, because if you don't sit back and you don't tell the person what you're going through, you know, we have to find somebody to blame. You know, and that's how we always try to, because we don't want to blame out. Yeah, we sometimes blame, you know, we blame ourselves. But some people don't want to blame themselves. They want to find somebody that they can blame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know what? My kids had an idea. When I think, because they were like, Mom, can we spend the night? No. Mom, can no. And they were like, what is wrong with you? Mom, you act like somebody touched you when you were little. And I'm saying to myself, because I didn't want to share that with them.
Yeah.
I'm saying they did, you know. And that's why you are not going over Samantha's house. Sorry. But, you know, what I can say to that, what it, I learned something wonderful that, you know what? The Bible tells us to be aware. The Bible says be watchful and stay prayed up. Mm-hmm. And that is something that I do, something that I teach this, yes. Mm-hmm. And at the watch party, they said, thanks for sharing this story with me and others. You're welcome, Betty Lee. We have to pay attention.
Absolutely.
We can't stop some death. Because we were put here. God said we're going to live and we're going to die. So, you know, but like some of the things that go on in our lives, if we are more observant of where, we will not have some of this grief that we have.
That's right.
If we would seek his kingdom, like the word says, and his righteousness, yes, we're going to have trials and tribulations. We're going to have eye-openers. We're going to have things that come about that is just to give you that push. It's to test your faith.
Yes.
But we will be able to cope with it the right way. We're not going to cope with it with the dope.
Yes.
We're not going to cope with it being promiscuous. We're not going to cope with it with, you know, it's so many masks that the enemy has made a veil for us to cope with life. Because his intent is to destroy us.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Man, I say, you know, for that, people, including me, wake up, stay woke. And the way you stay woke is with God. Because when he's our eyes that we don't have. We got some natural eyes, but he's the eyes that can see in the unknown.
Yeah.
Man.
You want to be alert, you want to be sober-minded, and you also want to be watchful of the devil's tricks and traps and snares, because there is things, like Lee said, there are things in your life that will happen that was not even assigned for you, simply because you were not alert, you were not focused, you were not paying attention. He gave you an escape. He gave you a way out.
Yes!
Went back to that thing.
You better talk.
You better talk.
Yes, you better talk.
Some of us know when we're getting caught up in some stuff. Some of us know when it's a trap and your foot has caused you to stumble.
Mm-hmm.
Be very careful and be very mindful of that, especially as a parent, especially as a young lady, when you're raising children. Watch who's in your house. Watch the
come on.
Get familiar with the mannerisms of your children. You'll see the changes. You'll start seeing things about them, self-discovery. Pay attention to those things. Guard your house the way that you guard your purse.
Yeah. Come on.
Look out.
Yeah.
For those that are young
Yeah.
Be mindful.
Yes. Oh, Jesus.
Are you hanging out at one of these parties and you leaving your drink somewhere, or somebody you something, or they rolling up weed and you want to smoke with them and you ain't seeing where they got the bag from? And be mindful of that stuff.
Teach it.
Be careful.
Be mindful.
And get caught up with people that you don't even know. Just like that little young girl that was at the hotel. Her friends left her to go to the bathroom or go
or set her up. One of it.
Or set her up. You never know. But
yes.
The fact still remains. We need to be mindful.
Be mindful.
Be watchful.
Yes.
Young man, be careful of the company you keep. It's guys out here that are setting you up, that want what you got, want to take advantage of you. They following you home. They doing all of these different things.
Ooh, Jesus.
This is the type of coping and grief that we're dealing with right now because we're losing so many of our young kids. It's simply off of irresponsibility.
Yes. And it starts at home. What are we teaching our kids?
Starts at home.
And what are we doing? You know, I'm. You got to be the, I want to be the parent that get on my kids' nerves. I wanna get on their nerves and their friends too, because
if nobody steps up to be the adult or the example to tell them, hey, baby, don't do that. Hey, that, you know, they got free will because God gave it to us all. But you are to be the example. You are to help them when their lights are turned off in these dark tunnels that they walk in. Let your light shine for them so that they can see the bigger picture spiritually. Come on now.
Absolutely.
Yes, come on now. Come on now.
That's real good.
So I am praying, you know. Our last question was, you know, it's okay to grieve, but don't leave. You know, a lot of us, we're runners. We're runners. We run away from it, and that's why we run smack dead in the middle into something else. Same spirit, a little bit stronger, because now that same spirit got FOMO people with them, FOMO spirit, demon spirits, and now where you were just using drugs, now you're trafficking. Now you're doing the unseen. You know, you name it, it's out there, and you got to find a way to cope because you got to do all this stuff. So, man, and I just say, again, back to pay attention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pay attention.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Give yourself a moment to breathe.
Man.
Give yourself a moment to meditate and relax and deal with the now.
Yeah.
Stop trying to run from things, and you let it pile up and it becomes too much. It becomes unbearable.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord tells us to take his burden, take his yoke, because it is light and easy.
Yes.
It is light and easy. That means that the Lord's way are going to be a little bit easier than your own. Stop going through things in life that become so unbearable that you just don't want to deal with it anymore.
Amen.
Take those punches, take those blows, but keep getting back up.
Man. I am glad, you know, we have a nice audience on the watch party. I am glad that you guys are chiming in because, you know what, we need to come out of the pride and thinking, in this world, pride is just so everywhere. And people don't want to, you know, the coolest person. The person with the most money that you think got the most money, the person that's so cool with all the swag is the ones that go home and cry or get in their car and drive and cry and they don't know what they want to do, what they're going to do. They need help. But they put this mask on to pretend to you that, hey, I got it all together. And inside their spirit man is screaming and is yearning for the joy and the peace that God has given, has left here for us. And, you know, I just pray, you know, that because of what I had to go through and I had to learn to cope with it, but I decided to use joy and peace and use whatever God has because I didn't want to feel that feeling anymore. So I don't want to wear a mask. So I pray that God just sends all the little girls and boys, the young men, the young women that have experienced this and that we can relate and we can talk about it. And even the ones that have went left or even went back, because sometimes when you are dealt with life and you feel like you don't have another way to go, you go back. And when you go back to stuff, man, it's worse than what it was.
Yeah.
So
it makes it harder. It reminds me of the one young lady that was on the call with us a couple weeks ago, and she shared her experience with alcohol and how she said when she kept going back, it kept getting worse.
Yeah.
We all know that experience way too well. We know it. We know that story. We know how it looks.
Yeah.
The zebra is not going to change its stripes. Mm. You don't have to go back there to prove it's a zebra.
Sometimes
we got to let some stuff go.
Mm-hmm.
That includes people, places, and things.
Bye, Felicia. Not you, Felicia, but yes, you have to. And, you know, usually we're on here and we're laughing and giggling and we hyped up, but this is serious, you guys. This is serious. Where do you go in the midst of your storm, whatever your storm is?
Where do you go?
We know we're in a pandemic storm, but I'm talking about that secret that you've been holding for 10, 20 years.
That's
you
right.
know? The hurt, some people are going home now and walking into all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
But they got to cope with it, and they got to come back out and put on a mask.
Yes.
Man, my God, my God.
Yes.
So I pray that you guys have received this, and I pray that, Camellia, I pray you got some type of phone number for them so that they can know that, you know, and even with us, email us at EliseInspiresRadio@gmail.com. And whoever, Classy or Camellia or myself, if you guys want to talk about, if you want to pray, inbox us. Inbox us. Anybody that knows me, they'll tell you. You'll send me a message. I will let the Holy Spirit lead me and send you a prayer so quick you wouldn't know what hit you. So I pray that we all adhere to this because, you know what? Yes, I shared it. I was raped, and nobody ever known it because I always wore, you know, a smile. But some people did, you know, feel my evilness, you know. But now this is me, loving Elise, and I forgive the violators. And now I don't have time to be dwelling on it and crying about it. I'll use it for God's glory and help somebody who's going through or have went through.
Yeah.
So that's my word of encouragement tonight is that you guys be watchful. Go ahead, Classy. Look at my alarm.
In the moment, in the now. Find you somebody that you can share that with. And if you cannot, there is a crisis text line. You text the word HOME, that's HOME, to 741. And in the free. There's another phone number, 877-636-0042. Whenever you're going to go there 24/7, you can just call this number out and just start crying. Hey, I need help. Just start there.
Yeah.
Even when you don't have the words to say.
Mm.
I need help.
Yes. Go ahead, Camellia.
If you work, you can get on your knees.
Come on.
Pray to the Most High.
Yes.
And I promise you, He will be right there.
That's right.
He'll hear the moans and groans of your heart when your mouth has nothing to say.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And Camellia, what is your last words of encouragement?
I just want to tell you all to stop running from yourselves.
Yes.
To snatch your soul back. And continue to love on you. Find your true self. Love on you more. And realize that it is someone that you can trust. You know, just pay attention to the fruit.
Yeah.
So you recognize who you're going to, because you don't want to go to anybody. You want to go to someone that's gonna pour into you the right way.
Yeah.
You don't want to go. You don't want nobody to drain you. You want someone to continue to fill you up and guide you in the right way and not judge you. Mm-hmm. You know, so just snatch yourself back and continue to tap in you. And realize who you is and love yourself more. And don't worry about the opinions of others. Your opinion matters, not no one else.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know.
Like you said, find out who you is.
Yeah.
Who you?
Get yourself right. Real quick.
You know who you is.
Yeah. So that's our time. I just
I pray you guys share this out because somebody out there is going through and they need to know how to cope with this. And the way that we have suggested that you cope, man,
yes.
Man, you gotta just get this thing called life balanced out. And if you don't have God in your life, man, he's available right now, right now. So I am thanking you guys. This is Elise Inspires Radio, and you have been spoken to by the lovely host, classy lady, Camellia Inspires, and myself, Lady Elise. And we are just so honored to come here on the radio tonight, come here on Facebook, YouTube, these social media handles, and pour out into you. Into how you can live a better life. And again, like we said, you can grieve, but don't leave. God wants you to go forward. I love you guys. That's our time. Have a blessed evening.
Love you.
You too.
Love you guys.
Yes. Bye-bye. Good night, ladies.
Good night.
Good
stuff.
Good. What'd you say? Did you win? Oh.
Do I keep that alive? I don't know. I'm going to go back and listen to this, see if it's on the thing. I could have the phone off. What you eat?
Look at him thinking you're gonna get with him.
Boy, you ain't wasn't even doing that while you doing that. Ain't nobody gonna do all that. Little freak.
What garbage? Ain't no garbage downstairs, Leah. That garbage in the thing that was took down day before. Which one? Oh, no, that's the garbage can, and I put something in there. Wasn't nothing in that one.
Garbage can was full.
No, I'm saying, but wasn't no food. Right, I just put that in there.
Containers of food, whoever ate them.
No, there, what kind of food?
Just in the garbage can.
She just had tacos earlier, so what are you talking about? Cause I'm telling you what the garbage can smell like. Cause I caught myself cleaning it out. I had put that No, they gotta move that stuff. I don't know whose stuff that is. So I'm waiting for them. I'm not getting that stuff up because that's getting on my nerves. Rocky, go sit down.
I know one thing that I said I was going to do, because the one thing I don't like doing is, I don't like cleaning up after nobody. I think that irritates me. Like these covers, like, that pissed me off. But that's why I left them there. That pissed me off because I felt like they slept on them. They can't sleep on the couch. That's irritating. That's probably why my back hurts.
Yeah.
I'm going to go make, no, you're not. You're not going to my bed. Did you need to go on? You didn't want to get
that? No. Oh, I left
it there.
Oh, I left it there. Go back there. Where are you? No. Yeah. Right. So you want me to use the front door
unlocked?
I had it.
I'm locking
you then. I told him to set the key in the
lock. Yeah,
I just keep going. Well, this is unlocked. I don't know that.
What's up? Because I didn't want to go downstairs when they came back. What's up on that? No, I'm thinking, did I pull something? Like, did I go like this? So, after they went and plastered that again, it buckled back up. So, you cannot go put plaster and then you come down and put a whole new thing. Plus, we air it out. So, that's why. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah. Oh, I took pictures of that. Yeah. He was just so frustrated because he's saying, and I understand him, like, I should be done with this. And they should be laying the carpet, you know. So, like, little stuff that he set up to do with his wife and his daughter, he can't do it. And long as he acts like she get offended by me when I say, like, certain things. Well, forget it. If you want me to leave, just say get out. That's not what it is, but... You, I don't care, like last night, I didn't care if she got mad. What did I do? I did something. I said something. And she was like, well, I will hurry up and find. Well, do what you got to do. I'm not going to be feeling sad about that stuff. I was saying something. Oh, you had to pee. And I knew you was holding it. And I know she takes long baths. So, those type of baths she's always taking. So, but I was saying to her, when she got done, she was wiping down the bathroom, but she was moving slow because she was on the phone. And I said, he got a pee. Well, my, I was coming, you didn't, I, you know, I don't like.
I don't want to see it. I don't like
all the
drama. I don't like
drama. Leo, you do drama.
I don't do drama. I don't like drama. Stay away from that. I don't like drama.
Okay, well, you don't be getting no drama here.
I'm being a bit about the skin of the body. I had fell asleep, and I woke up, and I went to come and knock on the door, because I probably see the clothes. And every time I get to use or take a shower, I open it and let people know that ain't nobody in there.
And with TJ, I think they got mad because TJ, I get it. TJ kisses his dog. But I was like, she was like, Mom, stop making insinuations to my son about, I said, well, don't kiss that dog right there. Right on. Okay. I thought she was real hooked. And she didn't do it. So Auntie Mache was like, she was like, when you and Leo come out here, she said, I would like to pay for Jamon only. You know, because she said she ain't seen him in all these years. So she had me call him. She said, you know, I always hang with my nephew and my niece. She said, but I want to pay for you to come. And he was like, and what about Barb? She said, I don't want Barb to come. I haven't seen you. And he said, well, why do Leo and Sleepy come? As a couple, I said, because we married and we always hang. She said, I'll always be with my nephew and my niece. She said, but I haven't seen you. He was like, well, when she sees that I'm out there and it's Leo and Sweetie, that it's going to be, she's going to be upset and hurt. Did Londa come over there? No, that's probably why she ain't answering. Well, I'm going to bed. Stay up. She was supposed to cook. You heard her say it yesterday. Yeah. I can stand up. I can miss a man. You got to work tomorrow? You got to work tomorrow? Well, I'm going to have to drive things to you, Mom. I wish I had known that. I would have got me something to eat. But it's too late now. So, okay. What you going to do?
Stop.
Bye, I'll call you tomorrow. All right, love you. Angel. Oh, and she probably got mad because I said this too. I said, are you on lunch? Or what are you on? Upstairs sleeping. I said, one thing about it, God blesses us to have all this stuff, and we take advantage of it, and then when it goes away, then we don't have it no more. Now, I don't know, maybe people want mama's as friends to be like, girl, it's okay. Girl, jump off that cliff. Girl, do this, do that. It was your turn to cook, so I'm going to bed hungry, but I got y'all tomorrow. And I'm going to bed, so I was trying to wait up for y'all, but good night. You ain't answering the phone, because you think I'm going to say something to you. And LaFondi was waiting for you. Good night. You locked it, leave it locked.
Sure.
I feel like if I hear my phone, I'm gonna go to sleep. I'm tired. Scraping the heat, scraped the thing today. Like I told her, I said, the house already crowded and out of order. It's irritating when you don't straighten up.